434. 434.
Good morning.
Hey, how are you? No, I'm just, I just called because I, when I went to Syracuse, there was no room for me to park, so I was already late. So I turned and burned, and I stopped around the corner on, where am I right now? St. Louis, is it? So, and I stopped at the play pantry, used the bathroom, and now I'm going because I didn't even see my leader leave there yet when I was there.
It's been a mess. I really appreciate all that you've done. You sure you got enough of a break there? Sorry about that.
Well, this is my relief run, but my leader should have left already, and there's like a gazillion people waiting on him, and I'm picking up his work now.
He was in real bad shape also. I'm trying to work on him, too. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, I understand, but you know this is part of doing this job. You don't turn around and leave people, you know, and stay behind.
It's, you know, when it gets like this, and from time to time, unfortunately, more often than not now, it's a really tough situation. He's running. If you're 30-some minutes late, I'll try to get him back in time so he can help you out a little bit at least. Sorry.
Yeah, me and Larry just talked right now. We're going to end up doing his work. Listen, you know, I understand he's been here like 28 years, dude, but you know what? Don't turn around and think you own the company and you can just take your breaks when you want. That's not how it works around here. There's people waiting for us. It's about the customers. He's being selfish right now. Me and Larry just came up with a plan. We're going to just divide up this little piece right here and try to catch up all the way to Interstate. But he needs to get on the ball, man.
I very much appreciate that. And I understand and very much agree with you. Thank you.
All right, well, good luck dealing with him because he throws around his 28 years like, you know, they mean something sometimes.
I've got a few more than that on him, so I might be able to get through. Thank you. 10:56.